This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Moirasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. In this week's Parsha, the Parsha starts off Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv Be'eretz Canaan. And Yaakov lived in the land where his father Yitzchak lived, in the land of Canaan. And we must understand the double lashon in the pasuk, Be'eretz Megurei Aviv Be'eretz Canaan. Once it says that he lived Be'eretz Megurei Aviv, where his father lived, obviously it was in the land of Canaan, because that's where Yitzchak lived. Why the repetition? In Sefer Zera Berach, he answers that there is also a double lashon in last week's parsha, Parshas Vayishlach. When Esav was coming toward Yaakov, the pasuk says, Vayira Yaakov ma'oid vayetzalai. And Yaakov was very afraid and was distressed. What's the double lashon Vayira vayetzal? Rashi gives an answer, Vayira shema yehoreg. He was afraid that he would be killed. Vayetzal, he was distressed. Shema yeharegu es hacherim, that he might kill somebody else. However, the Zera Berach gives another answer to this question. Yaakov was afraid of Esav because Esav had been mekayim two mitzvahs over the last 20 years that Yaakov, who was bebeis lavan, was not able to be mekayim. And those mitzvahs were kibud av va'em and yishuv eretz Yisrael. Since Esav was living near his parents in eretz Yisrael, he was able to be mekayim those two mitzvahs. But Yaakov in Choron was not able to be mekayim those mitzvahs. So vayiro vayetzer, he was afraid and he was distressed. Tulashinus, referring to the fear he had of Esav because of those two mitzvahs which Esav had over him. And he was worried that those two mitzvahs would give Esav schusim that he did not have, and he was afraid that Esav would overcome him because of those mitzvahs. But now when Yaakov returned to his father's house and Esav moved to Seir, like it says at the end of last week's parsha, the roles were reversed. Now Yaakov was able to be Mekayim, Kibud Av Va'em, and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which Esav was not. That's the pshat in the double lashon in our pasuk. Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Megurei Aviv. Yaakov now lived in his father's land. He can now be mekayim mitzvahs kibud av, the Eretz Canaan, and he can also be mekayim now the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He can now fulfill the two mitzvahs that he was unable to perform in the house of Lavan. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that at the end of the parsha, we find that Yosef interprets two dreams, the dream of the Sar HaMashkim and the dream of the Sar HaOifim. The Sar HaMashkim dreamt of a vine with three branches that produce grapes, which the Sar HaMashkim squeezed and pressed into the cup of Pari. Yosef interpreted this to mean that in 3 days the Sar HaMashkim would be released and reinstated to his position. The Sar HaOifim dreamt that he had three baskets of baked goods on his head, and birds were eating from the top basket. Yosef interpreted this to mean that in 3 days, Pari would lift off the head of the baker and have him hanged, and the birds would eat his flesh. The Mefarshim ask, where did Yosef see in the dream of the Sar HaOifim that the Sar HaOifim would die? The dream just said that birds were eating the baked goods from the basket on top of him. Where was the hint in the details of the dream that he would die? The Chidah answers with a riddle. There were two painters who were in a competition to paint the most realistic painting. A painting that looked real, that looked authentic. A painting that did not look like a painting. One painter painted an amazing picture of a boy holding beautiful grapes, beautiful fresh grapes. And the other painter painted a picture of a window with a shade, that the shade was pulled down. Both paintings looked so real, to the point that the birds flew to the painting of the boy holding the grapes in order to eat from these beautiful grapes, because the birds thought that the grapes were real. And the other painting looked so real that people tried to pull the string in order to open the shade to look out the window, thinking that the string on the window shade was real and they would be able to pull the string in order to open the shade. That's how real these two paintings looked. The Chidah then asked, which painting do you think looked more authentic? The painting of the boy holding the grapes or the painting of the window and the shade? And the Chidah then responded, obviously the painting of the window with the shade that was drawn shut. Firstly, because that painting fooled people, the ones who tried to open the shade, and the painting with the grapes only fooled birds. But more importantly, the painting of the grapes might have fooled the birds into thinking that these grapes were real grapes. But in that painting, there was a boy. And obviously, that part of the painting, the painting of the boy, could not have looked too authentic. because the birds would have never come close to the grapes if they thought the boy that was holding the grapes was real, and therefore the painting of the window shade would win the competition. With this, says the Chidah, we can understand how Yosef knew from the details of the dream that the Sar HaOifim would die. If the Sar HaOifim was alive in the dream, the birds would have never come close to eat the baked goods that were on top of his head. They would have been afraid of the living person. Obviously, if they were not afraid, it must be that the Sar HaOifim was dead. And that's why the birds were not afraid of eating from the food on top of him. And that is why Yosef said, in 3 days, Paro will lift off the head of the Sar HaOifim and hang him. The details of the dream itself led Yosef to come to that conclusion.